Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. PC Board Aesthetics by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, July 1981. The first Mac prototypes were handmade using a technique called wire wrapping, where each individual signal is routed by wrapping an individual wire around two pins. Burrell wire-wrapped the first prototype himself, and others were produced by Brian Howard and Dan Kottke. Wire-wrapping is time-consuming and error-prone, but by the spring of 1981, the Mac's hardware design was stable enough for us to make a printed circuit board, allowing us to make prototypes much more quickly. We recruited Colette Askeland from the Apple II group to lay out the board, and after working with Burrell and Brian for a couple of weeks, she taped out the design and sent it off for a limited production run of a few dozen boards. We started having weekly management meetings where we discussed the issues of the week in June 1981. At the second or third meeting, Burrell presented an intricate blueprint of the PC board layout, blown up to four times the actual size. The layout had already been used to build a few working prototypes, but Steve started critiquing the board on a purely aesthetic basis. "That part's really pretty," he proclaimed. "But look at the memory chips. That's ugly. The lines are too close together." George Crowe, our recently hired analog engineer, interrupted Steve. "Who cares about what the PC board looks like? The only thing that's important is how well that it works. Nobody is going to see the PC board." Steve responded strongly. "I'm going to see it. I want it to be as beautiful as possible, even if it's inside the box. A great carpenter isn't going to use lousy wood for the back of a cabinet even if nobody's going to see it." George started to argue with Steve since he hadn't been on the team long enough to know that it was a losing battle. Fortunately, Burrell interrupted them. "Well, that was a difficult part to lay out because of the memory bus," Burrell responded. "If we change it, it might not work as well electrically." "Okay, I'll tell you what," said Steve. "Let's do another layout to make the board prettier. But if it doesn't work as well, we'll change it back." We invested another $5,000 or so to make a few boards with a new layout that routed the memory bus in a Steve-approved fashion. But sure enough, the new boards didn't work properly, as Burrell had predicted, so we switched back to the old design for the next run of prototypes.